This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll from Sunday's attack and subsequent hours-long siege at a beachfront hotel in Somalia has risen to at least 15. The Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Officials and witnesses told VOA Somali service that just before 6 p.m. local time, a suicide car bomb exploded outside the elite hotel at Mogadishu's popular Lido Beach. Moments later, four armed gunmen stormed the hotel. Security forces arrived at the scene immediately after the attack began and took over from hotel guards the responsibility for ousting the attackers. Ismail Mukhtar, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Information, said all four of the attackers who stormed the hotel were shot dead. Troops rescued more than 200 people from the hotel, including the owner. At least 18 people were injured. Well, U.S. Democrats hold their online political convention this week, leading up to the formal nomination of a Democratic presidential candidate to challenge U.S. President Donald Trump in his reelection bid. President Trump has planned a busy week of his own. Mr. Trump is visiting four states that could prove crucial for his chances to win a second four-year term in the White House. He starts today with stops in the states of Minnesota and Wisconsin. Later in the week, he visits Arizona and Pennsylvania. He will be in the hometown of presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden on Thursday. He'll be holding an event in Scranton, Pennsylvania, as Mr. Biden makes his acceptance speech online for the Democratic nomination. Both the Trump and Biden public campaigns have been sharply curtailed this year by the coronavirus pandemic and the need to keep their adherents socially distanced from each other. Republicans are holding their scaled-down national convention next week. Mr. Trump will make his renomination acceptance speech August 27th. This is VOA News. Belarusian opposition politician Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya says she is ready to become the leader of the country following a disputed election that ignited massive protests after longtime president Alexander Lukashenko was declared the winner. Lukashenko on Monday rejected holding another vote. He did indicate he was willing to consider sharing power, but not under pressure from street protests. Tsikhanouskaya spoke in a video message released from Lithuania. She said she is ready to take on the responsibility and become the national leader to create the conditions and legislative base to organize new presidential elections. She also called on the Belarusian military to join the protesters. On Sunday, as many as 200,000 protesters marched in the Belarusian capital of Minsk, far outnumbering the crowd of Lukashenko supporters who also marched. It was the biggest demonstration in the history of the former Soviet Republic. The country's Central Election Commission said after all the ballots were counted in the August 9th election, Lukashenko took 80.23% of the votes and Tsikhanouskaya took 9.9%. State television presenters in Belarus are signing off for good, fed up with putting a positive spin on the country's turmoil as some of their viewers take a beating while protesting the presidential election. The television personalities are joining a growing number of police officers and factory workers who are walking off the job to send a message to the authorities and the Lukashenko government. At least six on-air presenters have resigned in recent days from the state broadcasting company. More than 6,700 people have reportedly been detained since the election. Social media apps are filled with harrowing images and reports of police brutality from the streets of Minsk and other cities. But state TV has often played down the street clashes or demonized the protesters. More than 776,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. In the hardest-hit country, the United States, it's now more than 170,000. Worldwide, there are well over 21 million confirmed infections, with the U.S. making up more than 5.4 million of those infections. Brazil and India together make up nearly 6 million. Monday, India reported its coronavirus death toll has surpassed 50,000 after confirming more than 900 new dead in one day. The country is fourth in the world in COVID-19 deaths. It's trailing only the United States, Brazil, and Mexico. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.